Campus Chronicles is the ultimate podcast for college students seeking real stories, honest advice, and empowering insights to thrive in student life and beyond. Hosted by Brooke Young and the Campus Chronicles team, this weekly show features inspiring interviews, practical tips, and conversations that tackle the challenges, wins, and personal growth that comes with university life. Perfect for college students, campus leaders, and young adults looking to make the most of their journey, one episode at a time. Subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube, and join the community redefining what it means to thrive in university. Hello, hello, everyone. I am so excited to introduce you to this absolutely fabulous guest we have today, and I love his entrepreneurial spirit. Gavin, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
I'm excited, Gavin. I want to dive in because I know you have a wealth of things to share with us. What is your Campus Chronicles story?
I would say my Campus Chronicles story isn't just over one day or one night. It kind of was a span of 2 to 3 weeks, right when all my friends first moved into college. A lot of my high school friends and I spent a lot of time visiting each other's colleges, meeting a lot of new people. I felt like every single person that we met during the first semester of our college life was very outgoing, looking to meet new people, looking for roommates. We were finding connections, you know, amongst ourselves with small things, if it was our major, if it was hobbies, a lot of fun stuff like that. Another thing about that is up to this day, there's many people that I met within those first couple weeks going to, you know, Penn State with my buddy, or going to Western New England University in Springfield. I've met plenty of people and I still talk to them to this day, see them often. And
Gavin, I have something to say for our United States listeners. You said Penn State. I'm from Ohio. I'm very Ohio State, Gavin. I love that. One thing I love is your entrepreneurial spirit. So you mentioned you have started multiple businesses. Let's dive in.
Yes, absolutely. Going into my freshman year of college, I was definitely scared at first. I thought that, you know, you hear all these stories about college. It's like, you know, all your high school teachers are like, oh, that's not going to fly in college. You're going to be swamped with work, all this stuff. And after my first semester of college, I realized that it really, as long as you have good time management, it really isn't much different than high school. If anything, it might even be a little bit easier. And so me and my buddy kind of put our heads together and we're like, hey, we have all this ample time. Neither one of us play a sport, and we weren't really involved in a lot of campus activities. So we were looking for a way to start a business that we could kind of take out of college and hopefully do full-time after college. So the first thing we tried to do had to do with a social media marketing agency. So what we tried to do with that is kind of basically gain clients off the rip. And we never found success in that. It was pretty tough because I think the main thing was we weren't really knowledgeable on the subject enough, and it ended up being a failure. And we kind of went back to square one, and we were researching all these businesses, and we were like, well, how can we make money? We have to make money and save it and be smart for our futures, all this kind of stuff. And we found this quote that basically said, I think it's 90% of millionaires were created through real estate. And then once I heard that, we were like, well, let's see what we can do with this. So the term wholesale real estate is kind of the way I would describe the business to somebody that, just to like make it a lot easier. It's basically where you would find investment properties and give them to real estate investors who will pay you a premium because you're getting them such a good deal. So we did this for the first 2 months, closed nothing, but we learned a ton and we developed our sales skills over time. And by the third month, right when we went back to school, our sophomore year, we had closed 2 deals in the month of September and 2 deals in the month of October. And it was probably one of the best feelings I've ever experienced in my life, because it felt like we finally took something and made it work after, you know, months of struggling and failure and repetitive skill building almost.
I remember the feelings that came over me when I made my first major sales in my first business. I was like 15, 16 years old. And I still to this day remember the euphoria, because it's that experience of taking something from your head, from your heart that you're very passionate about and turning it into a tangible reality. But I love what you discussed, because along the way, that's very not linear. You had what could be described as, I don't love the word failure, but you had a business that didn't go how you expected. What motivated you to keep going?
I would say the main thing that motivated me to keep going is just a lot of people I saw on the internet, a lot of entrepreneurial, and I want to say influencers, but that's almost what it is. You know, you're like your Alex Ramosies or your Grant Cardone, guys like that, that talk about, you know, when they were 18 or 17 and they were failing businesses. I don't want to sound corny, but it almost felt like I was like, wow, like I'm doing what they were doing. I'm failing like they were doing. And then eventually, like, hopefully something takes off to the point where I can be like them on the opposite end. You know, obviously the riches and the success and, you know, the freedom of with all that comes with that. So I would say that was the main thing. A lot of people. And then also just, I really am not really one to care, like, you know, what people think. When I told my friends, like, other than my best friend, John, that I do the business with, you know, what was happening, they were like, oh, yeah, good luck, like all this stuff. And then all of a sudden, like, you know, 2 months down the line, I'm pulling in checks that are like, I mean, for me at the time, were like, whoa, like this is real. And it's like, and they kind of saw that and they were more open to it. But yeah, I think just not really caring about like what people say and other people like doubting you. I all my friends were pretty supportive, but you know, there's always like that underlying thing where I'm like, yeah, they might not believe me or this or that and the third. But yeah, just, I think, you know, just the drive to try to make something more than, you know, just being a college student or in just along those lines, kind of.
So often I think it's easy to limit yourself. And one good thing about social media, to your point, is that it does give you a concept for what's out there, but you have to be consuming the right sort of media. Otherwise, you can go down a completely different direction. I really believe that entrepreneurs, people with the entrepreneur spirit, it's something inside of them that they're willing to bet on themselves again and again and again, no matter how bleak those circumstances look, because I know that I do it. Even when it doesn't seem logical, it doesn't seem like it would necessarily make sense. You said that you're working in a business now. You're going into your senior year of university. How do you balance it?
Yeah, so I definitely put school first overall. However, I will say that there's definitely been some times where, you know, it's kind of like, well, I have a client meeting and I'm talking to a new investor at 2 and I have class at 2:30. Well, the meeting might run a little too long. So I don't know which is going to happen. And I typically will pick the more business-oriented approach and kind of be like, yeah, well, class, I'll follow up my professor, tell him I missed it. However, other than missing a few classes here and there, I just try to get my work done, my homework done, and just not think about it. That way I can kind of just, any free time, just be able to like have all the free time to basically like pick up the phone or go online and find a property for somebody or assist in the buying or run a title search, just stuff like that. Just so I have basically the free time in order to do that. So that way it's not like I'm, you know, either choosing to do a project or, you know, work on my business. And it's like, I couldn't, you know, I'd obviously have to take the school approach first because I got to pass that. That's the main thing. But yeah, I think I've done a pretty good job of balancing the two. And obviously having a partner that has a very similar, you know, schedule to me helps as well, because we'll definitely, you know, there'll be certain days where I'm like, listen, I can't do anything. Like, it's on you. And he'll say the same to me. And we're okay with that. And we're close enough to the point where, you know, we're not really worried about one person not holding their weight. You know, that I think that the partnership that I have with him is definitely something that allows us to succeed, you know, not only as friends, but as business partners.
Well, business owners are natural visionaries. Do you two share the vision?
Yes, absolutely. We plan on moving down to Tampa, Florida, where we run most of our real estate transactions through. It's kind of a hot market right now for, you know, people that are investing in either rentals or fix and flips. And there's also an influx of developers. So we find that that's a great opportunity. We're planning on moving down there together, hopefully, you know, within the next 2 years after school, give or take. We've been talking about it since we were in high school. So it's definitely a long time coming and it's almost that time. But yes, definitely working together, building up our real estate portfolio, being smart with our money now so we can play with it later, where we share a lot of the same values as far as, you know, friendship and finances. And we're definitely on the same page with that. So it's, like I said before, it's super, super helpful to have a partner like that.
You likely don't know this, but the TEDx talk I gave
is about my business, my entrepreneurial ventures, starting when I was very young. And some of that focuses on, I was to some degree misunderstood, right, by people in my life, both friends, mentors, even professors sometimes. Have you come across situations where people have not understood what it is that you're trying to create, and how do you navigate that?
When I originally started, my parents were kind of confused because they didn't really get it.
And my parents were confused too. It's okay.
Yeah. It's just like, they would see me like, you know, sit in my room for pretty much 18 hours, either on the phone or on my computer or, you know, playing video games. And they're like, what are you doing? It's summer, like go outside. And then I was like, no, like this is going to work, like all this stuff. And then all of a sudden, like, you know, I got the sale went through and I get a check in the mail and it's like, whoa, like nice. Like this actually happened. And I think that, you know, just kind of if people are, you know, wanting to know more about what I do, I'm always open to telling them or giving them tips and tricks and, you know, like telling them what I know. Cause I think that gatekeeping information is like something that I don't believe in. And I've had troubles with that in the past, asking other people that think they're almost like, you know, not too good to, you know, give me the time of day because I haven't, you know, because I haven't amounted to anything yet almost. But if anybody ever has questions like that, I always will answer. However, you know, if people are like doubting me or whatever, I kind of just don't worry about it and try to just do my thing and, you know, and there's silent victories almost. And then, you know, that's kind of the way we do it.
And mindset really is the big part of entrepreneurship that we don't talk about a lot. When you're young, when you're balancing university, when you're balancing entrepreneurship and a long-term vision in the way that you're balancing it, your mindset has to be absolutely keyed in. What do you do for your mindset?
Yeah, I think that there's, you know, there's good and bad things that I do with my mindset. I definitely
get doubtful. I love the honesty. He's like, there's good and there's bad. And I love that.
Yeah. So like the mindset is very important in our business because our business is basically, if we don't make a sale, we don't eat kind of thing. And there has been months where we have made a ton of money. And there has literally been 4 month stretches where we don't make a dime. So those 4 months, it's almost like, well, what are we going to do? And, you know, we get down on ourselves and everything else. But I think just consistency and knowing that we've done it in the past and knowing that this system does work and believing in ourselves almost kind of keeps us going through, you know, all those extreme lows. Also, I think not only a balance between school and work, however, friendships, like I think being able to turn off the computer, turn off the phone and go talk to somebody about something that's not accounting or real estate related is absolutely like helpful to me. And I know my partner thinks the same way. So if it's, you know, going out one night with some friends and meeting new people that has nothing to do with the business, it's definitely a good feeling sometimes because it seems like those two topics can almost be a ringing in my ear during some times.
How do you do it? I'm listening to you. You say accounting and real estate, and you're just consumed with numbers. And as a word person, I'm like, wow, now this is truly incredible. So as we think about younger students, you said you're not a big fan of gatekeeping information. Mm-hmm. What would you say to a younger student who may be a freshman in university right now, or a sophomore, or even in high school or younger, who wants to start a business? What would you say to them? What advice would you give?
It's actually funny you say that. So I had a kid come up to me within, you know, the last couple months here, who was a sophomore in college. So he's about to go into his sophomore year. And he was like, dude, like, I don't know what to do. Like, I really want to make money. I'm playing poker to make money. I'm doing this. I just don't know how to start a business. And it's like, I'm like, I think that I told him, I was like, listen, like you're a freshman, you're a sophomore, whatever. You have 3 more years of college. I think that the first thing you should do is absolutely enjoy yourself because you're not going to get, you know, your college back. You're not going to get your 19-year-old years back to like, as I say that as if I'm, you know, 40 years old, but I'm a senior now. I saw what I did in the past 3 years.
You're an old
soul. Yeah. I literally told him, I was like, listen, just do your best and have fun. However, just, you know, commit commit 5 to 6 hours a day, which seems like a lot, but it's really not. To try to brainstorm, grab a buddy that you trust with your life and, try to ride it out and just come up with things and try to run off things that you are good at. You know, if it's talking to people, then maybe try to get a sales job for somebody or be a freelance sales guy for, you know, and be contracted to a company. Or if you don't want to talk to anybody and you'd rather, you know, do, and you're great at software, start a software company, do this, find a little problem and try to fix it. Like, that's basically what I told him. And I think that the way a lot of people see it online is, and especially like our younger generation that's on our phones 24/7, we basically see the extremes of it. You know, we'll see 20-year-olds in Lamborghinis and it's like, yeah, it's possible, but it takes extreme luck. Like, they hit the absolute lottery with that. Obviously, I'm not saying they didn't put the hard work and dedication in, but that's not realistic, and you got to keep it realistic, especially with all the stuff that's out there today.
I absolutely agree. Oh, I'm loving this conversation. So another question that comes up for me is business and university. Obviously, there's some overlap there with those skills. What have you learned through your coursework, through engagements with professors, university life that you've applied to your business?
That's actually a good question.
I specialize in asking questions. Thank you.
Can I take a minute to think about it? Because I think I can find a good answer. I just got to think.
Absolutely. I know that is a tough question too, and it's very big. But really, my intention for asking it is for somebody who does want to be an entrepreneur, for somebody who does want to do that sort of a venture, there's so much that you can learn at university. And I know for me in particular, the big thing that I started to really hone on in university that helped my business later on was learning to be true to myself, learning how to say the word no. That was tremendously hard for me. Learning productivity, time management, all of those skills eventually became the bread and butter, if you will, of my business. What about your coursework? What about your time management, your productivity? Has any of that translated?
Absolutely. Yeah. So I think that a lot of what I like to do in business is almost like group projects. And that's a huge thing for us, just at school. Most of what we do, like if I get a project assigned, in our classes that aren't, you know, not necessarily accounting, because accounting is very, I feel like a very solitary environment as far as the coursework is. In some of my classes, like I took a couple marketing classes, a lot of operations management stuff where we kind of almost solve problems for businesses. Like we go in, solve problems, almost like a consulting role. That is some of the more cool things that I've done. And I think that helped me a lot as well for my businesses, just like budgeting and taking different thought processes that I have seen other CEOs or COOs take based on their business, obviously at a much smaller scale for me, you know, when we're looking at companies like, you know, Laz Parking or Apple, like huge companies like that, some of the decisions they make and kind of why they do it. So then I second guess the things that I do within my business and maybe, you know, make small adjustments as necessary.
Well, it's that translation to the real world.
Yeah. Yes. That's definitely something that I enjoy about college. I felt that my college does a great job at, you know, making real world problems almost and put them not on our students in a bad way, but on our students in a good way so that they can see kind of like, wow, this really happens in the real world, rather than, you know, reading a textbook, answering questions, and then we're thrown out into the ocean with no life raft, basically. I think that they do a good job of prepping us and kind of get our minds working the right way before we graduate.
I have a curiosity question. Would you like to answer it?
Yes, absolutely.
What motivates you beyond the money to have your entrepreneurial ventures?
I would say what motivates me beyond the money is the freedom. I feel like that you don't have to answer to anybody almost. And I can kind of do, obviously the goal is to be able to do when I want. And obviously that doesn't come until I've, you know, built the business to the point where I can kind of step away from it. Just almost being able to do that. The money is obviously extremely important to me because I think money does maybe not buy happiness, but it definitely buys freedom. And if, you know, somebody like me that I like to do so many different things that I could maybe take my business and meet other business owners or collab with businesses by, you know, if it's playing golf or like going fishing, two of my favorite hobbies to do. Traveling the world is fun for me. Traveling with my friends, all that stuff. I feel like there's not really many jobs that you can get and kind of get all those experiences. Whereas if you run your own business, you kind of have that freedom to do that and you kind of make up your own decisions.
I love that. That is a beautiful answer. I have a hard question for you. If you were going to give three pieces of advice to university age students, what would those three pieces of advice be?
I would say enjoy the moment, enjoy yourself, like enjoy the current. I would definitely say think about the future because I think that's extremely important. Obviously, you don't want to be super wrapped up in it and not want to do anything in the moment, but I think keeping that in the back of your head is very important. And don't take anything too seriously. I think that those three things, I think that if college-age student listened to that and they took that upon themselves to make happen in their lives, I think that they'd be pretty successful. Yeah, those would be my three.
As you prepare for your final year, what is different about this final year of university versus your others and your mindset and what you're saying to yourself?
Yeah, this is actually, that's actually a good question for me in particular, because this is something that I've talked about with my buddy. When we first started the business and started seeing success, we were like, the goal of this business is so we never have to work for anybody in our lives. You know, we can do it all ourselves. And this year is going to be the deciding factor. Basically, we have about 8 months, give or take, until we graduate. And within those eight months, there's going to be, you know, a dollar figure of sales and a dollar figure in our bank accounts. And if that dollar figure isn't hit, then we're going to probably have to go work as, you know, accountants, which we obviously have no problem doing, but it's not the main goal. And that's it. So we have this year to basically get this done. And along with trying to enjoy ourselves the most that we can within the next 8 months, because it is our last year of school, but this is basically our crunch time year. And we know how much we're going to have to work. Being accounting majors, accounting, there's some serious hours. There's weekly, you know, we're going to have to work a lot of hours a week. And we don't know how much we can actually put into our business. So it's important for us this year to kind of lock down a lot of stuff, try to be as profitable as possible, try to make as much money as possible, and have as much fun as possible, I guess, as well. Because we both know this is our last year at college. And you're only there once. So try to enjoy it.
I know I wish you would have been around when I was in university, because I struggled in accounting one and accounting two, just two accounting courses, and I really needed some help. So yes, good on you for your numbers. I love talking to people who have that entrepreneurial drive, who have that entrepreneurial spirit, who are willing to share their stories of what they've gone through, their failures, their successes, their trials, their tribulations to get where they are. Because it is such a vastly and incredibly important thing to hear the real honest stories of what it looks like to have a business idea and what it looks like to go after something, to bet on yourself again and again, even when you're sometimes misunderstood. So thank you for sharing.
Absolutely.
I know I've loved our conversation, Gavin. Thank you so much for being here and for joining us on another episode of the Campus Chronicles podcast.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes.
So if today's episode gave you life, perspective, or just a much needed moment to breathe in a busy world, I don't want you to keep it to yourself. Share it, tag us, please send it to a friend who needs to hear it. And if you're not on our newsletter yet, what are you doing? Go to campuschroniclespod.com and join the crew. We have all the behind the scenes things, unfiltered thoughts from me and the team, bonus resources, and insider only invites to events, giveaways, and things that we really don't post anywhere else. I promise I'm not going to spam you. It's just the good stuff straight to your inbox. Being in university is wild enough. You don't need to miss out on what matters. Sign up now and let's make this next semester the one that you stop surviving and start thriving. Until next time, stay bold, stay curious, keep writing your own chapter. This is Campus Chronicles.